From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again to the program. It's always a great privilege for me to be behind the microphone hosting these Let the Bible Speak broadcasts. I hope that you're being blessed as God's Word goes forth over the airwaves day by day and week by week. Continuing with his series in Mark's Gospel is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. We do bid you a very warm welcome indeed to our morning gospel broadcast. Here on Let the Bible Speak, it is our desire to set before men and women the wonderful way of salvation. Perhaps we have some first-time listeners. I certainly hope we have. And if you are tuning in for the first time, well, we do bid you a very warm welcome indeed. We're going to go straight away to a beautiful hymn sung for us by the late Jack Halcombe, after which we will have our Bible reading. Now, here's the hymn. It's called He the Pearly Gates Will Open. That was the late Jack Halcombe. What a hope it is to be able to look forward to the opening of the gates of heaven when death embraces us. I hope that you have before you that sweet and precious hope today. We're turning to Mark's Gospel and the chapter 2, And we're reading from verse 3. You will recall that last week we considered the Saviour coming again to Capernaum and entering into a house, and there he begins to preach to the people. And of course, the people start coming to him. And we're told in verse 3, they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whither is it easier to say, to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed, and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. May God bless this reading of his word to the hearts of all who listen. Now, this is a most remarkable record. It shows the concern of four men for a friend. It shows their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, the Saviour indicates that their faith was visible, for he particularly congratulates them and commends them for their faith. In the verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith. Faith is a visible thing, not in and of itself, but that which springs from faith. Faith without works is dead, the Bible tells us. James wrote that in his epistle. Faith without works is dead. Faith brings forth works. It produces fruit. And here we have the fruits of faith in the lives of these four men. They believed in the Lord Jesus. They believed in his power. And when they heard that he was in Capernaum, then, not thinking of themselves, not rushing, as it were, to get a good seat in the house where Jesus was, not anxious to benefit personally from the Saviour's visit, but they immediately thought about their sick friend, and they gathered him up and carried him, perhaps protesting, we don't know, but it was their faith that was at work, and their faith which the Saviour commended. This is what it means to love your neighbour as yourself. What was it those men would have wanted? They would have wanted the blessing of God for themselves. They would have wanted the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed in him. And wishing that for themselves, they wished it also for their companion. And knowing that Christ could heal their companion, they carried him to the Saviour. Here is what it means to love your neighbour as yourself. Then, let's think too of the compassionate owner of the house. We have the four men very concerned for their friend, but there's a compassionate owner in this house. He's not really mentioned. But nevertheless, you cannot read the story without thinking about him. For when the four men carried their friend to the house, they couldn't get into the Lord Jesus Christ's presence directly. There was no way they could get through the door. There was such a crowd. So they went up on the roof of the house. Now remember, this is a flat-roofed eastern house. They would have gone up the outside stairs and onto the roof. And they broke through the roof, made a hole big enough to lower their friend down upon his bed, probably a stretcher-like bed. They lowered him right down into the presence of Christ. Now, where was the owner of the house? What was he thinking? It's very clear that he, too, was a man who desired that his neighbours be blessed by the visit of Christ. He had thrown open his house to Christ. He had thrown open his house to his neighbours, encouraging them to come in. And when this man, who needed so much the touch of the Lord, could not get in through the door, he did not raise any objections to the roof of his house being destroyed. Let me ask you this, Christian. What would you do as a means of getting a sinner to Christ? What personal loss would you endure in order to get a sinner to Christ? Let this man, this unnamed man, but whose name is known in heaven and whose deed is recorded in heaven, be an example to us all. Then, just in conclusion, let's note the mighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ to heal. In the verses 11 and 12 we read that the Saviour said to the man, "Arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house." And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all. To be sick of the palsy is to be paralysed. He's a man who could move about very little. He probably couldn't use his legs. He had to just lie there and be carried around by his friends. And yet in an instant, he was made whole by the power of the Lord Jesus. In this case, the Saviour does not actually touch the man as he had with the leper. He just spoke the words and the man was healed. What power there is in the word of Christ. But Christ healed the man also to show something else, to demonstrate that he could cleanse sins, that he could forgive sins. He had been challenged on his pronouncing the man pardoned by his critics, the scribes. And Christ, in order to show that he had power to pardon, demonstrated his power to heal. Oh, there is forgiveness with the Lord Jesus. Forgiveness is not in a church. It's not in a man. Forgiveness is in Christ alone. We're going to look next week at these critics and what they had to say to Christ and his answer to them. Thank you again for tuning in. The Lord bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.